That's the spirit.
Hi, Peter.
Hello there. How's it going?
Good.
Excellent. So we've got to do Christmas today, don't we? We've got to do Christmas.
Do we? Do we have to? Okay.
Well, this is going to be an interesting angle because do we have to do it? My discussion is about this emergence of this careful avoidance of the word Christmas. Mm. You know, happy holidays, et
Christmas.
Cetera, et cetera.
Have you noticed that starting to happen?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's pretty striking. In probably, actually, universities are more characterized by this. Public institutions worry about this a bit more than commercial institutions, I think. I saw an interesting sign up on the side of the road where somebody was talking about, well, all sorts of other things with the mass on the end of it. Well, I think it was maternity mass because it was something to do with babies. Mm. The avoidance of the word Christmas, we're beginning to follow, even though it's not legislated as it is in New Zealand, in the States.
Happy holidays kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah. We're working in that direction.
Is that because some people feel excluded because they don't do Christmas, and it's like it's just an extra thing to just sort of divide the nation, isn't it, really, to go, oh, well, we've got a special little party and you don't, meh.
I think it's quite difficult to identify who is pushing for this in New Zealand, for I've heard no particular voices pushing for the banning of Christmas. But I think
the banning of Christmas, whoa, slow down.
Yes, but a lot of public bodies seem to feel that a reference to Christmas is a reference to a religious activity.
Totally. Well, it is.
Is it in fact?
Technically, yeah. I think obviously if you boil it right down, isn't it?
Well, the interesting thing is that Christmas is an adaptation with a Christian gloss of an ancient pagan holiday.
Right.
Oh, the solstice or something like that. Is it solstice when the day is the shortest?
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's the 22nd. But we're not far. It's not far off.
Pretty
that,
close.
So it was an adaptation of that. And the interesting thing was that there have been plenty of attempts really to ban Christmas, and they've almost invariably been by strong religious people.
Right.
So the Puritans in 17th century England.
Oh, they think it's kind of like a piss take on their whole scenario, do they?
Well, precisely.
Yeah.
Partly because Puritans believe that you should be celebrating Christ's birth and death at all times. The early American settlers,
a present
also,
every day.
You know, Thanksgiving was an appropriate festival, but they wouldn't have celebrated Christmas because that was an Anglican holiday. And they had broken away from the Anglican Church and regarded this as sort of the remnants of Romanism, as they termed it. So there's Christmas has had a mixed reputation. I mean, in the Christian world, for example, in 19th century Otago, very different from Auckland.
And very different from now Otago, probably.
Yeah, but Scottish settlers, the Scots did not have a holiday at Christmas time. And so the early settlers in Otago were in some confusion about whether they ought to. They always had Hogmanay. They always had New Year's Eve.
Right.
That was the big event in Scotland. And so some expected them to work. Actually, the Otago people, instead, their emphasis got us two lots of holidays. Holidays at Christmas and Boxing Day and at New Year's Day and the day after.
Oh, thank you very much.
We should be very grateful to be, because if you think about it, one is a very secular holiday, and one is a religious holiday.
Yes.
And so for that reason, we somehow accumulated both because neither could eliminate the other.
Right.
But the other activists against Christmas, of course, are mostly people who say there's a lot of religious language creeps into the secular world, and that's certainly true. Not surprisingly, I mean, it's just the holidays and the traditions of the West.
We've actually got a text here saying, interesting note, the Ponsonby Church down Three Lamps End has a Merry Xmas sign, which seems very non-Christian slant on him.
This is a very funny thing. This is All Saints in Ponsonby, and to use the Xmas is always a, I go to that church, so I'm right. well aware that this is a matter of great amusement, because you know, good Anglicans ought to absolutely reject this Xmas, but I think the sign was given to them. And right. that's how the Xmas is being used.
I actually have an interesting theory on sort of it relates to sort of being a bit bummed out in New Zealand and the timing of Christmas and how our Christmas coincides with our summer holidays. So we really only have one time a year, unless your birthday lands at a certain time. We kind of catch up with everyone and you be friendly with stuff where you see in the States they have like summer holidays and then they'll have Christmas often at the other end of the season, if you know what I mean. Do you know what I mean? So
yes,
I've often thought about that. Like, that's probably a bit lonely for some people because they'll go a whole year without, you know what I mean?
Well,
without getting together around a fire, so to speak.
That the New Zealand holiday system, because they're imported from the Northern Hemisphere, which puts most of the holidays actually in winter, not in summer.
That's right.
I mean, you're right.
Yeah.
Winter and spring. And so we end up having almost all of our holidays clustered in summer and autumn. And it's a strange thing that even our provincial holidays, almost all are at the end of January, apart from in Canterbury, which has show weekend, although that's not technically their holiday. So
I wonder how that affects the psyche. You know, I just often think about that, you know. Like,
well, I think it is a reflection of our psyche, because for New Zealanders, the beach is the place for holidays.
Yeah.
And there's a kind of actual disconnection from tradition.
Because if it's cold, if it was really cold around Christmas time, we'd all be huddling together a bit harder, you know what I mean?
Perhaps. But the other factor is we'd also be in our own homes.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you see, traditions get reinforced when you're in your own home.
Right.
And so in New Zealand, we tend to stay at home for Christmas Day and then make a dash for the beach or make a dash out of the home for the rest of the holiday. The New Zealand tradition of holidays is really interesting because, I mean, it came quite late. People didn't start out having a right to summer holidays.
Right,
initially,
right.
They only got those 3 days at Christmas time and then at New Year's time by 1876. So this gradual introduction of holidays created New Zealanders who were much more outward-looking and, as you say, more loosely connected to the community.
Interesting.
What I wonder, I don't know that explains, though, why Christmas is being secularized, because, I mean, there was been a certain attempt to get midwinter Christmases or midwinter, and I think probably the advent of the Māori New Year has been, you know, part of this attempt to create alternative traditions that are New Zealand focused. And poor old Santa takes a hit for this reason.
Old mate Santa, eh?
Yeah, that's right. But we don't need to. We've agreed to keep the Santa out of the subject.
Here you go. Here's an interesting one. Auckland anniversary was originally in September, but moved to January as the weather was too shite for the regatta. So there you go. People even pandering to when the weather is. That's so we have decent holidays out in the sun because we just love that.
Now that surprises me, because the original regattas and horse races were held in January in 1841, but perhaps it wasn't observed as the provincial holiday.
Wow.
Okay, you've given me a research topic to look into.
Oh, look, hey, that was a texter, not me. It wasn't me.
Okay. But I think the other factor, I mean, there's quite a lot of sort of texture in this topic, is that actually Muslims, anyway, can understand the Christmas holiday, but they utterly reject the notion of the divinity of Christ, which is, in a way, why the holiday is celebrated. This is what marks Christians out from other monotheists.
What would we call it if we don't call it Christmas, do you think? Like a Thanksgiving sort of thing? Or?
Yeah, well, you see, the Americans had this Thanksgiving. I don't think it would be easy to disconnect Christmas from something vaguely.
What if we just have Boxing Day? We were actually supposed to open the presents, so we just have the day we open presents.
Do you open your presents on Boxing
no,
Day?
No, but then I would. That would be the new day.
You would be.
We just move it
you
a day
be,
out.
If you were in other equally Christian or ex-Christian cultures like the Netherlands, of course you would open the boxes at a completely different time.
I have done that. I have been in Holland and done that.
Yeah.
So it is. It's interesting. It's interesting how different countries give it a bit more respect in different areas.
Yes, and the amount of religion in it, it's quite striking. For example, if you go to Catholic, more Catholic-dominated countries, so around the Mediterranean coast,
right.
So Spain, Italy, and southern France, what you find is that the 12 days of Christmas are more after Christmas than before.
Right.
And they keep the feast going right until the 5th of January, until the King's Day.
So they have slightly different Advent calendars? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah. Well, they don't regard everything as culminating with Christmas, and then everything stops on Boxing Day, and we head for the sales instead, or for the beach. Mind you, I think the sales are probably doing better than the beach in the last few years, but this could change. It's interesting. I think that the holiday will retain a certain degree of religion. But I don't think actually to have the holiday, I mean, nobody's required to be religious.
Yeah, also, and I don't think there'll be daily Christian prayer rooms that pop up if we don't have Christmas, you know what I mean? Not as if everyone's going to...
I think we'll survive.
Yeah, but no, we won't. You know, Christians just won't do that. Well, most people that sort of claim that they slightly are or aren't won't.
Yes, precisely. Mm. Cultures are continually adapting old religious traditions and turning them into things that are, you know, have religious origins, but they're as religious as you want to make them. Christmas dinner has never been remotely religious, remember. the Christmas dinner tradition has nothing to do with church or whatever. And that's all really on a totally different planet, and it has to do with the kind of hospitality and largesse that the squire would give to the peasants once a year. You know, so, I mean, that's nothing to do with religion.
Kind of like the parents feeding the children, or the impoverished children?
Yes, precisely. Yeah. That's what needs to happen.
Yeah.
Bring those students home and give them a nice big feed so that they're ready for the coming year.
Yeah. Put some weight on.
Yes.
All right. Hey, Peter, thank you very much. Hey, and thank you so much for this year's That's the Spirit. It is an absolute pleasure to speak with you every Monday. And all the best for the holiday season.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Got it, mate. Thank you very much.
See you.
We'll see you in the new year. Bye.
Bye.